Was it hard to give up all those draft choices?
So that's a lot to give up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Last year, you know, or a couple of years now, it's worth that. But it's difficult. I mean, Joffrey Lupu is a fine young man and a good player. And Lucas Speed is going to be a good player. And then obviously the unknowns are the draft picks. But, you know, we're trying to win here. And we think Chris is the guy that can help us get closer to achieving our goal.
Paul, do you have a
second? Adjustments you're going to have to make to your roster this summer to get him in?
No, we have space. So I mean, we'll once we get through the draft here and get back home, we'll sit down and kind of look where we're at. We do feel we still have a good young nucleus. And a team that can be a good team for a long time still. So we'll address our issues when we get back home.
How did you look at the fans stronger at your trade deadline?
It would have been very difficult for us at that time to fit Chris in. We were so close to the cap that the trade deadline was virtually impossible.
You're still under the cap right now?
Yeah.
Paul, when you look at the team this year without Hatcher, you had the whole season of watching without Hatcher, does that make it all the more, in your mind, necessary to get a player like Pronger to replace Hatcher?
You know, I've said all year long, that I like our team. And I think we've made, over the last few years, we've sort of changed our I don't know if it's our approach, but we've changed our defense around. And we have mobility and puck movement and speed back there. But, you know, you don't get many opportunities to acquire a guy like Chris, and because of all those things I mentioned earlier, he's in my opinion, he's a total package. He's a proven winner, and I think his presence and everything that he's about will be a tremendous asset to our organization.
I feel like he's the missing piece to being a legitimate Stanley Cup contender.
I don't know. There's a lot of good teams in our conference. We're all trying to get better. Everybody, you know, at the end of the summer, there's only one Stanley Cup champion. I think Chris gives us a better chance. I think we got a better chance today than we did maybe yesterday.
How long would you say you've been looking for to add a top four guy? It seems like it's something that's been on your
plate. I think over the last few years we've improved our defense. And at the same time, we've changed it to maybe be more adaptable to the new NHL and the speed of the game. But you know, you get a chance at it. Chris can—he can play because of his presence and because of the way he can pass the puck and help on the power play. He's got a tremendous shot. He can bring a lot of things to our team, and I think his character and his willingness as a leader is another really strong message.
Is this basically your July 1st splash? I mean, some guys wait till July 1st.
Obviously, July 1st is a different animal. We'll be in the office on July 1st, I can promise you that, because we still have work to do. And we'll see what we can do.
Has the message been sent to the Pittsburgh Penguins that Crosby and Malkin won't have that kind of freedom in front of your goaltender like they did in that series?
Well, we're not trying to send any messages here. You know, Pittsburgh is a champion of the Stanley Cup champions, and that's a heck of an accomplishment. There's a lot of good teams in our conference, as well as the Western Conference. So we're trying to win, and as I said, I think this adding Chris Pronger helps us. We're a little better.
Have you had a chance to speak to Chris yet?
Yeah, I did briefly. I just said I was in Hartford when, in fact, I was the GM when signed his first pro contract there. So it's kind of come full circle for myself and Chris in terms of our relationship.
Who do you see him being paired with, Paul?
That's up to John. I think Chris, because of his abilities, he can play either side. I think you'll see him paired with a lot of different players.
Paul, he's got a year left on his deal. It's a sizable deal in terms of what you sent the other way. Was there any kind of assurance from Pat Morris or Newport?
I never spoke with Pat prior to this happening about Chris. I mean, I speak to Pat a lot. He represents a couple of our players as well, and some guys we were looking at in the draft too. So, but I never spoke to him about this. I'll sit down in due time and we'll see what happens.
Paul was announced it was conditional 2010 or 2011, the third
round
pick.
Yeah, well, there's already a condition on our third round pick in 2010 from a previous deal, which, the condition, if we win the Stanley Cup.
If you win the Stanley Cup,
we owe them a third round pick.